Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 49 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at DefMango on Twitter. And with me, as always, is Estelle Vasudevan. You can find her at Estelle_Vasudev1 on Twitter. And then we've got Jared Kimber, who you guys can find absolutely everywhere. If you're new to Crick Picks, what we do on the show is that we take any generic cricket category and draft our top five for that category in a snake-style draft competition. So the pick order goes 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. And sometimes what we do over here, and we've been doing a lot of it recently, is that we combine to draft a 12. So a team, and that's what we'll be doing today as well. This is Estelle's idea. The task at hand is to draft a current Asian test team. So current form really matters in this one. Am I right, Estelle?
Yeah,
those are the rules.
That's exactly why we picked this. to go current and test cricket, so that you see why.
All right. Well, you've got first pick, so go ahead and blow our minds.
Okay. So my first pick, I'm gonna go with. You guys are gonna give me so anyway. I will go with Carmine Mendes as my number one.
I knew it.
As your number one,
yes.
Ahead of Bumrah and Pant.
On current form, I will go with...
Oh, yeah. Boomer is really struggling on current form.
Carmine Mendes at number one. 7 tests in this year.
Is that why we did this whole thing? Just so you could get him in the lineup?
Yeah, this is the Carmine Mendes Crick Picks episode, basically.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
Yeah. 943 runs, averaging 94.3. So, I mean...
That's just in this year, right, Estelle? Because he's gotten to 1,000 runs in 8 test matches, which is... A record, right? He's gotten there quicker than Bradman.
Yeah, average of 91 so far.
Yes.
91.27, something like that.
5 tons in 8 test matches already. Yeah. One of them was in England. So he is an all-conditions batter, as much as we know thus far, at least.
It's been quite a while since Estelle has gone first and just picked a Sri Lankan because she can, though. Isn't that nice? Mm.
It is refreshing,
It's a better pick than Dilhara Fernando, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, it's a great pick.
Everything is a better pick than Dilhara Fernando.
Compared to Dilhara. That was also first pick. But no, I mean, Kamindu was one of the 3-4 names I had on my list to sell. So. And I totally saw this coming, by the way. Now I think she kind of planned this whole thing, Jared, when she, you know, when we were like, let's record one Crick Picks today. And she was like, no, let's do two. She must have thought that she has first pick. And then this was all
orchestrated. No, I didn't know I had first pick. That's the problem. If I didn't go first, then it wouldn't have been like a controversial pick, right? Carmine Mendes.
Is he batting at 5?
He can bat. So that's the next thing. Like, he can bat anywhere from like 4 to 7, right? Mm. So you
I put him in at 6 for now, but we can move him around. Yeah. We need to.
Yeah. Cool. All right, Jared, your turn.
I'll just go Jasprit Bumrah.
For the second show running, Bumrah has not been first pick in a podcast, but this one he kind of should have been, I suppose. 173 wickets in 40 test matches, averaging 20.57. And a few of us here are hoping that he actually ends his career with an average of below 20. I know Cheyenne is really excited about that one.
Yeah, he's very good at cricket. And, you know, many people call him the Carmine Mendes of bowling.
That's hilarious. All right, so I've got two picks.
He's got a great record this year as well, right? 41 wickets in 9 tests, so averaging 16, much better than
you've. Yeah, it's good that you've noticed that now. You didn't pick him.
All right, then I've got two picks. My number one pick will be Yashasvi Jaiswal to open the batting. He's averaging 56 plus in 14 test matches. Even though he's very young to the game or new to it, he is extremely aesthetically pleasing to watch. He's a left-hander. I've got a kink for left-handers. And of course, this was recorded prior to the Border Gavaskar Trophy. So if he gets out on a duck, don't slam me. Right? And I just feel like he's someone who will score an awful lot of runs for India. And he has an amazing backstory as well. Jared and I have done footmarks on it, so you can go find that. But yeah, I'm quite happy with that first pick.
This was the obvious opener, right?
Yeah.
He is the most obvious opener. And I'm going to go with Rishabh Pant as my next pick, right? This was the issue I was having prior to this podcast. Like, when I was discussing this with you, Estelle, I was wondering how many Indians would make it to this team. And I've gone with 2 for my first 2 picks. And look, Pant, despite all the chaos in India's test cricket, like them losing to New Zealand or being swept by New Zealand at home 3-0, Rishabh Pant was one of those few beacons of hope in there who was scoring runs on the regular. And this is a guy, you know, who was a match winner. He's come back after his accident and a very prolonged injury break. And he's still magnificent, right? Pant is still punting, and that's why he's in the team. So
yeah, that's an easy one, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably unlucky for Pakistan because that might be their only guaranteed spot.
Yeah. But I mean, Rizwan was probably
and further up the order.
Yeah, Rizwan was probably the only option from Pakistan, if I'm being real.
That's what I mean. I'm not sure there is a great secondary option there. I will go Ravi Jadeja.
Yeah. Easy.
That's my next pick. I kind of feel he should have gone slightly higher in this, but I'm more than happy to take him here.
Yeah, no, yeah, he would have made this team 100%. Now it's time for Estelle to pick Prabhat Jayasurya, isn't it?
Karuna Ratna, surely.
Okay, so I'll go with, who should I go with? I'll go with Ashwin as the second spinner. And again, because we've got Ashwin and Jadeja, maybe you can have Pant at six and then have the extra bowler. Because both of them give you that option, right, with the bat. So that would be my second pick. And my third one, yes.
So right now, Estelle, we've got four Indians and a Sri Lankan, right? Please buck that trend.
Yes. No, I'm going with the Sri Lankan next.
Oh, there we are.
Asita Fernando. I think he's easily the second best fast bowler in Asia right now. For a prolonged period, he has been good for Sri Lanka and has kind of carried that attack, not just in Sri Lanka, but overseas as well. So it might not necessarily have like the wickets column, but he's done a lot of work, a lot of the grunt work for Sri Lanka in Test cricket. So I think he's a pretty
He's also got the wickets. Got so really, the wickets.
Yes.
If you look at the seamers, it's like I wasn't really sure where to go next either. You know, there's because the Bangladesh seamers are coming through, but they haven't actually taken that many wickets yet, right? So, certainly in the last two or three years, they haven't taken a lot of wickets. As a group, they're quite good, but I've got no problem with Fernando. I think that's he probably is right at the moment. Whether he is the most talented, second most talented, I'm not sure, but he's probably the second most. He's the bowler that you would pick. Like if India had him available, I think he'd be playing the Border Gavaskar Trophy ahead of Siraj or Akish Deep right at the moment.
Yeah, no, I would agree because Shami, well, he has played a Ranji Trophy game, but he's not available.
Yeah, I'm not talking. I mean, if Shami's fit, then obviously Shami. But Shami should still, he might still slip into this. But Shami's not fit at the moment.
It's interesting. Both Fernandos were interesting picks because, Vishwa gives you the left arm option. But I do agree, Asita over Vishwa.
Yeah, Asita is easily better bowler in Sri Lanka at the moment, right? The best test fast bowler, I would say, easily.
Absolutely. Okay, Jared. Where is he going with this? I think he might go for a Bangladeshi player,
We should.
Yep.
We should have capped it at four players per team.
We should have done that, right? We still could do that, but we choose not to.
Or we could just pick Dhananjay De Silva.
Yeah, I'm game.
I think, don't you think, all things considered in the last couple of years? But I mean, we don't need him in this side, do we? Because we have so many other players. But I kind of wonder if he's not, especially what's he done all round wise? He's only got 16 wickets. Maybe doesn't quite have the wickets to back it up at the moment. Okay, that's annoying. Do Bangladesh have, I mean, because Bangladesh's best player is Mahedi Hasan.
Yeah.
And once we went Ashwin and Jadeja, don't we kind of take that? Because he can't bat at like five or something.
No, he can't.
I'm going to go Saud Shakeel.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm going to bat him at number five. Look, I still have concerns about him traveling around the world and everywhere else, but the last couple of years, he's made like a million runs. And not a lot of Asian batters have made a lot of runs in the last couple of years. Not a lot of batters anywhere have made a lot of runs. So I think he probably, can he bat at four?
He could, but he's probably more comfortable batting at five. Look, as far as he's facing spinners, he's going to be a really happy chap. But, you showed me a statistic the other day, Jared, where if the ball is seeming like 0.5 degrees, Saud Shakeel like got out six times in 61 deliveries off the top of my head.
Yeah, you're right. It might be a bit high for him. But we could actually, if we wanted to with this lineup, move everyone down one spot as well. But we do need, I don't know, it's him or like Chandamal. There aren't really a lot of batting options in form, are there?
Saud and maybe Kamindu can switch. I think he would be between the two would be a better number four, right?
Yeah, I probably agree with that. I think he's batting a bit low already, Mendes. So I've got no issue with that.
Yeah, I think Kamindu goes up at four. So what does the team look like now, Jared? What do we need?
We have one opener, which is Jaiswal. And then we have Mendes, Rishabh Pant, Sohail Shakir, Ravi Jadeja, Ashwin, one missing bowler, Bumrah, and Fernando.
Okay, so bear with me over here. This guy will probably be 12th man in this team, okay? I'm picking him right now because neither of you will. And this is a completely biased pick, but it checks out. He's got the numbers. Salman Ali Agha.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a terrific year. Ever since that series versus Sri Lanka, he's gotten consistent runs and he's always bailing Pakistan out. Fantastic versus spin. And I mean, he's getting better, I feel, versus pace. I thought he would be exposed in Australia and he wasn't. He can roll over his arm as well. And it's a guy who's, you know, averaging 46 runs with the bat in 17 test matches. He averages more than Babar Azam currently. I mean, like I said, he probably doesn't make the starting 11, but he's a solid option to have for 12th over here.
I don't know why you would pick the 12th man now, especially considering neither of us were about to pick him, but sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so I've got another pick over
anyway,
here.
Anyway, he says, shut up, Jared.
Really confused. Where do I go with this now? Because right, like Mehdi was a good pick if, you know, we didn't have Ashwin Jadeja. And he's also like Bangladesh, hopefully out of form once again.
Relatively straightforward number three?
Oh yeah, there is. Sorry. Should have been my pick ahead of Salman Ali Agha. I'm going to go Shubman Gill, right? Averaging 47.4 in this calendar year with the bat and test cricket at first drop. He was heavily criticized prior to that. People wanted him out of the team. And right now, alongside Rishabh Pant, he's probably India's most informed batter going to Australia. And thanks for that, Estelle. Thanks
You're
for the
welcome.
Assist.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a weird one. It depends on how far you go back and how much you have a look at form, but it's funny, about 6 months ago, every Indian wanted him out of the side.
Yeah.
And now it's like, he's also number three in the cross-Asian 11.
Yeah. And now it's your turn again.
I suppose I
want Estelle to pick a Sri Lankan opener over here. Oh, I'm really, God. Really hoping
you happens. Should have left the 12th man to me.
I always have to fuck things up on this show.
I'll go with Karunaratne as my opener.
Ooh, interesting. Because in my head, there was a more tempting option.
Patum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who?
I mean, the Oval Test Patum isn't that long ago.
Yeah, I like him too. But I mean, Karunaratne has been like the one of the top four opening batters of the last, what, 6 or 7 years? Mm. What's his record in the last 3 years?
No Where hundreds in this year. No hundreds this
No hundreds
year.
This year, but in the last 24 test matches, he's made almost 2,000 runs at 46 with 400s on 1350s. He's not converting a lot. Mm.
And also I think two of those hundreds are against Ireland or Afghanistan because Sri Lanka played them in four tests.
That is true. Yeah.
So he bats it from one end and Jaiswal just goes after everyone from the other.
Yeah, you could always pick Rohit still as well. I know he's not, you know, he's still Rohit, right? Like he hasn't stopped being that kind of a player. I just think Karunaratne is probably the safest pick there. I'm more than happy with that.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Actually, Patum Nisanka was like a tempting one for me as well because like he's Sri Lankan. And also because you can almost pick him as like maybe a future, he's going to be good, right? At some point, if he does get to play test cricket. Because what we've seen in the last couple of years is that although he's been a constant in the limited overs side, the only reason they haven't pushed him into the test side is because they're kind of protecting him because he has a back injury. Or that's the reasoning that's been given. I would think that if he had played the last 2 years, he would have been one of the top openers in the world.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
Also, guys, just to remind you, Afghanistan also plays test cricket.
No, so I had that. I'm not sure. Yeah. I quite believe they have anyone in that can slip into this.
Yeah.
I did look at them. Who would you have picked from Afghanistan?
It is a
Maybe
tough
one. Maybe one of the Zadrans?
I mean, Rehmat Shah bats at three, does he?
He averages 32 in test cricket.
Okay, well, there you have it.
So I did look at Afghanistan briefly to see if there was someone kind of... So Hashmatullah Shahidi averages 44. But again, it's only from 8 games, but he does have some numbers. Ibrahim Zadran is the one I kind of think, perhaps. He's averaging 38. It's only from 7 games, right? Like, it's okay. It's just kind of how you look at them. I don't think they're massively out of the... they've probably got a better top order at the moment. Well, they've probably got a more consistent top order at the moment than Bangladesh do.
Surely.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have the last 2 picks coming up, right? Or have you done yours?
Is it the last one?
I think it might be.
I've done my last one, so it's Estelle to finish off.
Cricket 8 brings you this show. They are a new player in the game trying to educate fans on what is really happening in cricket. Head over for their watch-alongs, podcasts and articles on what is happening on the field and why it matters. Cricket 8 is your place for cricket intelligence.
Okay. I think we need another bowler, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I will, since we haven't picked any Bangladeshis and we spoke about how the fast bowling lineup has kind of been good over the last couple of years or so, I'll go with Hasan Mahmood. I think of the lot, he's probably the one who's had the most success of late. He has 7 games, 23 wickets, average of 30, but he's been the guy who's kind of got those 5 wicket hauls and kind of put them in a good position in a lot of games. So I think there are a few bowlers who could come in as a third seamer, but happy to go with one Bangladeshi. Do a lot of Bangladeshis watch this podcast? I hope so.
I'm not sure.
Well, you hope so or you hope not, because we haven't really. I mean, their strength is in the middle, but unfortunately it overlaps completely with kind of India's strength. And to be honest, there's a few teams that have a lot of middle order players. Yeah. Like Angelo Matthews in the last couple of years have made a lot of runs, right? Chandimal is another one. Like there's, you know, Rizwan. There's so many players that where Bangladesh are at their best is kind of where the other teams are at their best at the moment. So, I mean, a lot of that tells you about modern cricket, really, which is that it is not easy anywhere to find top order players. You know, you picked Shubman Gill. I picked Karuna Ratna. There's big question marks over both of them, depending on how you look at it as well.
Hasan Mahmood is a really, really solid pick, though. I watched him up close, right? I was at the games when Bangladesh defeated Pakistan. Pinpoint accurate, keeps bowling in that channel, that nagging length. And, you know, he's deceptively quick. He's an express. And, I mean, if you think about, like, fast bowlers from Bangladesh being exciting, maybe Taskeen or even Nahid Rana, the new speed demon, would be more exciting. But Hasan Mahmood does have better numbers than those guys.
Yeah, Nahid Rana, I kind of wanted to force him in, and then I looked at his numbers and I was like, it's just, he just hasn't done it in Test cricket. Yeah. Bowled that very good spell against Afghanistan the other day where they looked terrified of him. So we still know how good he is as a bowler, but it's he's not there as a Test player at the moment. Yeah. So look, I think of those guys, I might have gone with Taskeen just because I think he's sort of found another level of recent times, but I don't think there's a big amount of difference between them. I don't think that's a mistake at all. But again, it tells you it wasn't that long ago. I mean, we were a little bit worried about putting too many Indians in this side. A couple of years ago, you would have just had Indian fast bowlers everywhere. I mean, you could still make the claim that Mohammad Shami should be in this side ahead of Hasan Mahmood or Asitha Fernando. You know, so maybe we've missed one player out there. But, you know.
But then again, I don't think Shami qualifies because he's currently not available for test selection, right?
Well, he might play in the next test.
Maybe. He hasn't played for a year.
No, but he just took a fourfer in the Ranji Trophy, didn't he? So there is actually a chance they might rush him in. So it just depends on how you look at current, I suppose, in that kind of way. All right. So I've put Hasan Mahmood in Bayram's column. We have columns. I don't want people to sit here and just think that we're just doing this randomly. Not like John Norman with that piece of paper and a piece of pen. This is like hardcore, highly technical stuff here. All right. Our 12th. Is Jaiswal, Karunaratne, Gill, Mendes, Pant, Shaquille, Jadeja, Ashwin, Mahmood, Bumrah, Fernando, and Agar Salomon. Estelle has Kaminda Mendes, R. Ashwin, Asitha Fernando, Hasan Mahmood. I have Jasprit Bumrah, Ravi Jadeja, Saurabh Shaquille, Dimuth Karunaratne. Bayram has Jaiswal, Pant, Salomon, and Shubman Gill. So I don't know. I don't know who the clubhouse leader is. I started very strong with my Bumrah Jadeja, but I think my Saurabh Shaquille is going to upset some people. Estelle's going with two seamers ahead of Mohammad Shami when he was available on the board. R. Ashwin at his lowest possible stock as well, and a number one pick of that was completely out of her butt, should not win this. Bayram, I like Jaswal Pant.
Yes.
But his third pick is just was unnecessary at the time.
Right. I mean, I wasn't going to get the 12th man pick, and I knew that Salman doesn't fit in otherwise.
Yeah. So. But my point is that you could have just picked better players in other spots. And then Shubman Gill. So it is possible that no one wins this one.
Yeah,
I think Behram will get this.
Maybe. You know, I've got Jaiswal and Gill. So yeah. That's strong. And Pant.
And Pant.
And Pant.
Went unpicked in the previous podcast. So maybe I'll get those guys towards, you know, my side now.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. I can see how that's going. But yes, it's. I don't think that was fun. I think what this tells us at the moment is there isn't really a lot of top order.
Yeah.
The seam bowling is not quite as strong as it was a little while ago, but Sri Lanka and Bangladesh are, you know, at least, you know, pushing their weight a little bit. Mm. But it really is between five and number eight, you could have picked like Shakib. You could have picked Mahidi Hasan.
Shakib's gone. He's done.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, he's gone now. But Angelo Matthews and Chandamal and, you know, there's a lot of talent that kind of overlaps. I mean, Joe Saria didn't make this side either. Tajul Islam. Now Pakistan has the world's greatest spin combination as well.
No man.
No man. There's no man. No man is not. He's not a man in this team. No, I didn't
Sergeant,
quite nail that.
Sergeant's crazy eyes should have made it, maybe.
Sajid ahead of Ashwin would have been the ultimate pick to have us all shut down forever. So luckily, none of us made that mistake. But,
I mean, it is interesting. Estelle said that current form matters, and this was Ashwin's worst ever series in a long time.
I mean, that's one series, right?
Well, it depends on how current you mean current form. Because the series before that, he was man of the match and wiped Bangladesh off the map. So that's what I mean. Current form is such a vague concept. And that's why Bayram comes up with these things just to ruin everyone's
life. This was Estelle's.
Yeah, but you should be the crypt keeper. You should be the rule, the taskmaster. And instead, you just sort of, you make rules up and then you change them on the fly during shows. Just a reminder, whether it's via our Discord channel or, you know, reaching out to us on Twitter or Blue Sky or wherever the hell we are, you know, and comments below in the videos as well. Let us know if you have ideas for Crick Picks and, you know, we will try and find them and bring them up. But we have fans, we've had quite a few that have been suggested by fans before. And we do have some good ones coming up. There's one I came up with while we were preparing for this one, which I actually saw Bayram just wee himself a little bit over the thought of how much it's going to, how hard it's going to be. But let's come up with your ideas and send them through to us. We really like doing this. We've had some guests. We've had Rob pop in on some. And we have another guest who will be coming up shortly, hopefully, if he's ever free to record a podcast. You know who I'm talking about, sir. I actually had someone else ask if he could be on one recently, another cricket journalist as well. So there's a few people that want to be involved. And we have a lot of fun with this, but, you know, let your inner cricket nerd run wild when you come up with the ideas here. And we will then get all the selections wrong in honor of that.
Yeah, you heard the man. Send over your suggestions and also give us your 11s or 12s, in the comment section below. Let us know who we missed and who we should have mentioned, all that sort of stuff, and who won this, more importantly. But yeah, that wraps up this episode of Crick Picks. Just a quick reminder to you, for you guys, you can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage. That can prove to be your one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of this team, whether it be written content, videos, or podcasts. We'll see you again next week with another episode of Crick Picks. That's all for now, though, guys. Take care, have fun, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bayram Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minvo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minvo.pro now.